Welcome back to Cardinals Corner here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK. The ticket online at WTK.com. Another reminder for all your academic information, CUAA.edu. That's CUAA.edu. For your athletic information, ConcordiaCardinals.com. That's ConcordiaCardinals.com. And then, of course, you can listen to this show for athletic information as well. Cardinals Corner right here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK. The ticket. So we were talking men's soccer in the first segment. We now move from football to football, and Coach Schumacher is joining us now. Coach, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great. Glad to be here.
I can imagine doing pretty well, because last time I checked, when you beat a team 65-0, you must be feeling pretty good.
Yes. It was a great homecoming. Guys got after it. Thought they played from start to finish the way we asked them to, so it was really impressive to see him do it.
All right, so I want to go back in time with you, and we're going to catch everybody up through your eyes, the 5-0 start to the season, 1-0 in league play with that win over Lindenwood this past weekend. But let's go back to August when you had the guys together now for the first time in fall camp, you as the head coach. What was that like for you?
You know what, it was great to, you know, in spring ball I got to get my feet wet and get comfortable being, you know, lead guy in charge of the program and talking to the guys. And so we worked really diligently as a coaching staff to have a great plan for them, going through different preparations of everything for our guys. And so working through that plan was really exciting, and just having the energy because we'd put so much time and effort into trying to make the best plan that we could for camp. That really kind of helped us as coaches, I think, just bring energy and get after it with the guys. And so I thought, you know, we had more guys this summer than ever stay and work out during the summer here on campus, and our guys showed up in great shape. And so it was just a great start to the year, guys doing what they're supposed to do.
So you get them in fall camp, and you start to put them through the ringer to get them ready for the season itself. And how did you lay out for them, knowing that you were going to start the season with three straight road games before you ever had a chance to play at home? You knew that now the target starts to shift a little bit. You guys go from, while you're still chasing certain teams, especially a team that we're going to talk about in a little bit with St. Francis, but you're also now a team that other programs are going to start to chase. Did you talk about that with the team at all?
Not too much. We just really kind of laid out our plan to win and laid out the things that we were going to review every game to see how we measured up against. And it wasn't necessarily offensive goals, like, hey, did we meet these? But it was offense versus defense. So, like, did we beat the other team in third down percentage? You know, did we outrush them? You know, turnovers were certainly something, field position. So we really tried to lay out all those and then connect those pieces to our those aspects to, like, tactical and then technical aspects of football. And so we just try to focus on, you know, sometimes we get away from it, but we really try to push focusing on us each and every week. We talk about it being working on your race car or something like that. We're trying to tweak it, get a little bit more horsepower, and what can we do to make ourselves a little bit faster, a little bit better every week. And so that's been the main focus. Some weeks we've been talked about the other team a little bit more, but at the end of the day we try to keep it about us.
Talking to Coach Shue here on Cardinals Corner, a little Cardinal football here on Cardinals Corner, Sports Talk 1050 WTK, the ticket online at WTK.com. So you open the season with the 25-6 win at Davenport, followed by a 34-20 win at Trinity, and then the win over Olivet on the road, 38-16. So you're presented with three road games to start the season. You can't do much better than winning all three of those games and then coming home and having a couple of games. The Robert Morris win, 34-26, and then the most recent one, the 65-0 shutout win for homecoming. So you're 5-0. You can't ask for much more. But as a coach, when you see 5-0, I'm sure that after each game, even a 65-0 victory, that you go back and you can point to whether it's 1, 2, 3, or 10 things that you can go back to your team and say, I know we won, but...
Yeah, I won't lie. We watched this one a lot faster than we watched other ones, though, and moved on. Our guys were, you know, as soon as the game was over, the Robert Morris game, it was harder to get over that, you know, like a 24-hour rule, and I'm breaking the rules a little bit because I tell our guys, you know, we try not to say any other team's name in the week of who we're playing, other than who we're playing, otherwise we got 10 push-ups, so I owe some push-ups here. But
blame the radio guy. It's not your fault. You're just answering questions.
You know, I won't lie, the guys were ready to move on quickly. You know, as soon as the game was over, it was like they enjoyed it and knew who we had coming up next, and they're ready to focus on that. So we went through, looked at the mistakes, which we certainly had, corrected those, and then we're ready to go and move on. So
let's recap the last game. Then we will only talk about the most recent opponent before we move on and talk about University of St. Francis, the number one team in the country, defending national champs. You get to go to their place this coming Saturday. But a 65-0 victory for homecoming. I mean, you want to give the fans, it's homecoming. You want to give them a great show. And so I saw pictures, great crowd out there on a nice sunny day here in Southeast Michigan. It was quite a show. When you went back, you said you went through the film a little quicker than normal, but you probably saw a lot of good things that you really liked.
Yes, certainly. Offensively, I was really happy with the way the guys and excited about how they were executing. You know, they certainly ran a lot of twists and those things, and really proud of the steps our offensive line's taken. We were really proud of the fact in the progress that they've made this year, including having two freshmen start quite a bit at left tackle and at right guard. And so those guys have certainly stepped up, as well as the seniors, Derek Cole and Nathan Gifford. And so then we have Cody, who's doing a good job at right tackle. But so they've been bringing them along, and the coaching staff has done a great job, Coach Glennie and Coach Manry, just working those guys and getting them ready. And just it's just special to see when it actually works and you put in all this effort, and families, you know, they sacrifice and everyone, all this to get them out on the field, and then actually see them perform well and make big plays and see our receivers make awesome catches and our quarterbacks make good throws and our running backs. Just when it all comes together, it's just really special, and you want to enjoy it and celebrate it, and we certainly do that here at Concordia.
Were you a little apprehensive that you were going to be playing as many, up to two true freshmen on that offensive line?
They beat out some older guys. And so, quite frankly, no. There's times we've been more apprehensive about playing younger guys, but these two guys, Donovan Corlew, stepped up big time and just really came in and won the position. And so it wasn't like, oh, we were decimated with injuries, but more the fact that they went out and just really won the spots. So,
and that's something we talk about a lot. You create competition, and it doesn't matter. You know, Harbaugh joked that he created the word meritocracy, but we all know that it's been around a long time. That competition does breed success for other people. I was talking about that in a radio show host context with someone recently, where the more people that are doing things that are doing things at a high level creates that better competition. It pushes each other. And if you have a true freshman that steps in and happens to beat out an upperclassman, that's not necessarily saying anything other than, man, this true freshman is a really good football player, and which also means that you guys have done a really good job out there going and scouting guys that fit what you want and can do what you need them to do from the moment they get here. And I don't care if it's the NAIA level or the NCAA level. It seems to me that more and more younger kids are able to play right away. Maybe it's a better high school strength and conditioning programs, maybe better coaching in high school. I don't necessarily have an answer, but would you agree with that? It seems like the more, as we've moved recently in the last few years, that more and more true freshmen are ready to play?
I think, yeah, with the, I don't know whether it's just the internet or just everything else, I think there's certain coaches that do just a phenomenal job that certainly could be coaching college football, that are coaching high school football, the just top-level coaching, and then they get really, you know, get a lot of guys, and people are attracted to that. And so, you know, when you have guys coming from those programs, they are so much, they're so prepared to step into the college game. And it's not like that everywhere, and it's not going to be, but it's really, you definitely see some of the top high school programs and just some really, really good coaching that goes into it.
It's fun to see good coaching. I love watching the X's and O's of a chess game between two coaches out there when they're really going back and forth. That's what I love about football. I've said this to people recently a lot, because someone watches some film and they watch a game and they just kind of say, oh, it was a fun game, and then they try to explain what they think they saw, and then you realize football is maybe the easiest game to enjoy, yet the hardest game to actually understand, because there's so much little nuance that goes on within it. You agree with that sentiment?
Yeah, I totally understand that. My wife's coming from a non-sports family. She's an art teacher, and she had two sisters, and so her dad did his best. But she's like, tell me, you know, what's going on or something like that. I'm like, I try to show her and break it down to her, and I'm hoping someday, I got two boys right now, that they'll be able to explain it to her, because I know my mom knows a ton about football because that's all I talked about. So,
That's we're in the same position. We talk a lot of football at home, so my 4-year-old is gonna. She'll be able to break down the 4-3 defense, the 4-3 over, the 4-3 under, a 3-3-5, a 4-2-5. She's gonna have all that down by the time she's like 12 years old. So I'm looking forward to that. A few more minutes with Coach Shue here on Cardinals Corner Sports Talk 1050 WTK. The ticket online at WTK.com. So you have a 65-0 victory. And my guess, and you kind of alluded to this, because of who your opponent is next, one, it's nice to know that you didn't overlook an opponent, because that can easily happen. You have a lesser opponent come to your place, and you can just overlook them when you have a big-time opponent coming up next. You guys didn't do that. But my guess is that it didn't even take getting back into the locker room for the focus to be St. Francis is next.
You're absolutely right, and it was coming from our guys. Mm-hmm. And when you talk about them not overlooking an opponent, you're going to have emotional highs and lows throughout the week, throughout different weeks, throughout the season, and it's hard to be at that high level nonstop all the time. And, as a coach, you're trying to find the trigger points to keep your guys working. But I was just really impressed with our guys putting in the work, getting after it, even though the emotion, just like the energy was there, but the emotion wasn't quite as high as it was before in other weeks. And we went through Murderers Row before playing them last year, where we just played some of the top teams in our league, and it was, going into it. So the scheduling this year, it's a little bit different, and I imagine it'd be the same for Michigan, if they had some of the, Penn State, Michigan State, and Ohio State right back-to-back-to-back. And so I'm excited that, I think this is the healthiest we've ever been going to play these guys, and I'm really looking forward to, our guys going out there and playing their best.
I know I talked to Lonnie about this a little bit last year, but I want to ask you again because I know the fans, it's good for the fans to hear, because as a building program, which is what Concordia football is and is going to, as you continue to build up to get to the level of where you're playing teams, that you're then going to be ranked right by them when they're number one in the country and you're trying to take their number one spot from them. Do you use the, look at them and say, this is St. Francis, this is the best team in our league. Over the last X amount of years, they have consistently been at the top. They're consistently in the top of the nation at the NAIA level. We want to have a program that has that kind of level of consistency. Watch how they do things, see how they do things, and we'll do it our own way, but that's a model to follow.
I don't think we talk to our guys about it quite like that. They see it, and I think we lay out, we as coaches certainly see what they do, and they're certainly really good coaches, and they recruit really good players and have great support from the university. We see those things, and we don't really talk to it with our guys about it, but you when you're looking around, who the big dogs are, and I think our guys get that, a sense of that on their own, and they, our guys are a confident bunch. They don't lack confidence, and that's exciting. Coach Priest did an awesome job of building that up here at our program and building it in terms of teaching guys believing that they're actually going to win the game. And that was something that was really tough, a long time ago. And now, our guys are confident and they're ready to go every week. So.
And now it's the big-time matchup that we were talking about, the game against St. Francis. You're on the road. You go to their place. What are you guys expecting? Tell us a little bit about what St. Francis looks like as a football team.
They're leading the nation with 55 points a game. They got great defense. Your coaches got the most wins in the history of NAIA football. So they certainly have a lot of, the defending national champs. They got a lot coming back. Think they're very good, strong up front. Their quarterback is really a great pocket passer who can sling it all around. They've got great receivers, and their running back is very similar to our running back, Joe Connor. And so he's really shifty and really good. And then on defense, it's a tough group that gets after it, and they love to hit. And we are able to see what they do in spring ball and how they practice. They get after it and compete. So, it's a great team. They haven't lost for probably over a year now, and they've only had a couple losses in the last few years together. So we talked to our guys, and looking at our previous games last year and looking at that, and certainly think we're better. And our guys have developed. We've got quite a few guys that have played in the games before, and so they can remember it. We can use that as reference points and looking at those things to how to improve and do better. And so we're attacking it, the same as we do every week, but obviously they know that the team that we're playing is very good. But at the end of the day, it's going to come down to, because when we watch that film, when the game's over, we're going to look and say, man, if we had done this, and the focus will, again, be on us. So we want to keep it on us and us executing together as a team. So
I'm looking forward to seeing some great results out of Concordia on the road this weekend at St. Francis. You guys head down to Fort Wayne. So do you travel Friday and come back after the game Saturday?
We're road warriors. All those games in Chicago, we left early in the morning, and we are doing it again this week. Something special about sleeping in your own bed and then traveling down, getting it done, and getting out of town.
So. 94-69, and you're right there in Fort Wayne, a real easy trip. And I know you guys are going to play some good football down there. Looking forward to recapping that game next week. Concordia versus St. Francis, road game this Saturday. Just so you can mark your calendars, the next home game, we're not going to talk about them, of course, Coach, but the next home game is coming up on Saturday, October 21st, a 1 o'clock game here in Ann Arbor against Marion University, and it looks like that's going to be a night game for Michigan on the road, so you can go to Concordia's game at 1 o'clock, plenty of time to then head down to State Street for the watch party or whatever else you want to do that Saturday. But most importantly, on the 21st, mark your calendars, because Concordia against Marion's going to be a big-time game at Cardinal Stadium. So mark your calendar for that. We're going to talk about that one in a couple weeks. For right now, the focus on the field is Concordia versus number one St. Francis on the road down in Fort Wayne on Saturday. Number 20 Concordia against number one St. Francis. Coach Shue, good luck, and we'll catch up with you guys soon.
Thank you very much, Ira.
Coach Schumacher joining us here on the show. We'll step aside, take a break, and Lonnie Priest joins us here on Cardinals Corner, Sports Talk 1050, WTK, The Ticket.